Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. To many parents of the kindergarten students, however, the fact that the school board failed to warn them in advance of the teacher's intentions was unacceptable. Said Karen England of the Capital Resource Institute, according to CBS Sacramento, quote, "These parents feel betrayed by the school district that they were not notified," close quote. So in other words, look, we are totally okay with our kids fornicating in kindergarten and stripping in front of one another. We just want to be notified about it. Why? You want to show up and take pictures? Oh, no, we don't allow that. We're not pederast yet. I mean, not today. Mr. Church, please. Nobody's talking about people being pederast. Why not? Just another lifestyle choice. Oh, I can't wait to hear this. Well, we protect the children, do you? By telling five-year-olds that they're not little girls and that they can turn into little boys? What? Here. Why not tell them that there are fairies and that if you wish hard enough, you can become one? If you wish hard enough, you can transition to a fairy complete with wings. And you can fly. Quote, "The kindergartners came home very confused about whether or not you can pick your gender, you think? Whether or not they were really a boy or a girl," close quote, said Miss England of the Capital Resource Institute. A meeting attendee said regarding to her daughter, quote, I want her to hear from me as a parent what gender identity means to her and our family. Close quote. Another one said, quote, "It's really about the parents being informed and involved and giving us the choice and rights of what's being introduced to our kids and at what age." Close quote. You people aren't parents. You're sperm and egg donors. Reading this and listening to this, there's a digital media file attached with this, and listening to this, well, you know, we want to know. Please tell us. It's almost like it's a plea. Please, Mr. School Board, please tell us what you're teaching our kids. It is almost as though if I didn't know better, I would think schools own the kids. Let me repeat that. The schools own the kids. You know, the parents are here. The schools are responsible and have full and total control over what the child thinks about any moral issue. From being a girl to being a boy, from having lesbian sex in school, from having sleepovers, from having homosexual sex. From changing sex, from changing species, of what to think about others who change, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You parents, it's almost like, you know, you get the rule book for school every year. They send it home to the kids and the parents got to sign off on it. Well, the new rule book has said, look, we control your kids, you sniveling idiot of a parent. Here's what you're responsible for. Clothing. And by the way, be sure to... How long before children are now being told in public schools? I'm saying, if you're sending your kid to a public school, get them out. This is straight up no filter, no questions asked, child abuse. How long before the school starts sending notices out to parents? You know, right now at the end of August, it's back to school frenzy, isn't it? What are all the parents, all the soccer moms in their immodest yoga pants, cavorting about in Walmart and Kmart, some of them at Neiman Marcus, and other places, stocking up on back-to-school supplies and back-to-school clothes? Wait a minute, did you read the fine print of the school, public school manual this year? Did you read the fine print and what they're telling you must provide? Each child must arrive at school prepared for each school day. This includes a change of clothing to reflect both genders. How long before parents are now going to be told, if you send your sniveling brat to our public indoctrination camp, you got to send, I don't care if you think it's a boy, you idiot, Mrs. Smith, we'll make that determination. We and Bagul and Moloch and Baphomet, that's for us to decide. Not you and your husband or your wife and God. We get to decide. Oh, when we decide, we're going to strip them and change them too. How long before it's actually required, this doesn't stop, to send your kids to school with a change of clothing of the opposite sex, just in case an emergency happens, and you know, during the middle of, oh, I don't know, American History 101, Minnie McGilligani, Minnie McGilligani? Yes, Xander, what is it? I'm not Xander anymore. I'm Sheila. Can I go to the bathroom and change? Did you bring your change? Yeah, my parents read the memo, yes. Required.